This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following program was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time. This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll-free, 877-969-8600. I'm your captain. I'm your captain. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Well, the times are perilous, to say the least. It's going to stay that way for the foreseeable future. We still don't have a Speaker of the House, folks. This is going to have to get remedied faster than you can say anything, because the ramifications of this, national security, all these different things are really, really going to start to, they're going to start to hurt here a little bit if we don't have a new Speaker. And, of course, the Democrats are trying to take advantage of this. They are already trying to do that. We're going to tell you about that this hour here on the program. Welcome to the show, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. My great pleasure to be with you this morning. Harm is just whether or not they can say that Trump overvalued everything. So we'll talk more about that as we go through the program this morning. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you, of course, as we head into hour number two of the program this morning. Hour number two, 949-822-7959. That's the number if you'd like to call in and opine, 949-822-7959. Also, you can head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send me a direct message this morning and let me know what you're thinking about there. And as always, we have just chock full stuff to talk about, of course, this morning. Right before we went to the top of the hour news, we were talking a little bit about this GOP debate that's coming up. And so we've got five people who have basically qualified for this. Trump obviously is not going to be there, but Chris Christie will. So will Vivek Ramaswamy. Nikki Haley will be there. Tim Scott. And, of course, Ron DeSantis. And I think that this debate is going to, by definition, have to really shift gears into where are we going to go next in this world, because this conflict is there and it's not going to go away anytime soon. We don't know what the next sort of iteration of this is going to be, but we do know this. The person that we elect as president is going to have to take this on. This is not going to be something that's going to be sort of done with by the time we get into the election or get into the inauguration, any of those kinds of things. It's going to be there, and it's going to be a major, major issue. In other words, you almost have to ask yourself,
thank you.
us. And they might just. They might just. We understand, of course, that our troops continue to be attacked in Iraq and Syria by Iran-backed, I guess they call them militia groups, as they're ramping up their attacks there. So how many more responses do we have to make? And when you start doing that, you might start tripping other things to start happening. So all of this to say that the candidates who want to be president absolutely have to be able to speak to how they will handle this. And it can't simply be, well, day one, I'm going to do blah, blah, blah. I think they're going to have to be able to, at the very least, develop their idea to some degree, because otherwise it's just going to sound, it's going to sound, too much, too slogany, too much like, well, this, carry a big stick, that kind of stuff. And I don't think the voters are going to accept that at this point. Although, when I think it was Teddy Roosevelt, right, who said, walk softly but carry a big stick, that encompassed things of the era at that time. But right now, I think we're going to have a lot more specifics. But this is interesting. This is from Fox News. Senator Fetterman took a shot at California Governor Gavin Newsom over the weekend over what many have referred to as a shadow presidential campaign against President Biden. Fetterman said at a Democratic Party dinner in Iowa over the weekend, "Let me say something that might be uncomfortable." And I'm sure everybody was like, okay, well, what is he going to say? Right now, he says, there are two additional Democrats running for president right now, he says. One is a congressman from Minnesota. The other is the governor from California. They're both running for president, but only one has the guts to announce it. Well, I think Gavin Newsom certainly is running for president, in his own way at this point. He's not announcing it, but he's trying to be crazy like a fox on that. He wants to just sort of be brought in, I think, at the end of this process, basically, and he doesn't have to really, quote, campaign right now. Probably only have to campaign maybe for a couple of months and try to get in that way. And it is a strategy, like it or not, it is a strategy. But will it work? I'm not too sure yet. But folks, what I am sure about is we're coming right back, right after this.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now. To get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
The following program was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
Racing across your radio dial, all across the overnights in America. And, of course, not going so fast that you can't hear us, but fast enough where you want to come along with us as we talk about the day's news and talk about all these different things facing our nation. Glad to be with you. Kyle Warren here with you this morning, a special edition of the Monday morning edition of the program. And, again, we're making some logistical changes behind the scenes of the program. Very excited about it, but it's precluding us taking your telephone calls live this morning, but you can go to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com, and you can leave me a direct message. We are pre-recorded this morning, but we're going to be returning live here very quickly, and we'll read those messages and respond to them on air. So once again, welcome back to the show, everybody, and we hope that you're having a great morning. It's going to be a great week, I think, and there's a lot ahead of us. Let's listen in here real briefly. Ron DeSantis was in New Hampshire, I believe, in Littleton, New Hampshire, where he had this exchange with a voter, and a voter says, "You had my vote, but you don't now." So let's find out why that's happening. Let's listen in again, Governor DeSantis.
You'll get out of me for sure.
Ron, what do you think about the annihilation and the decapitation of all the Palestinians in Gaza right now? They basically bulldozed the whole... I worked in the Gaza Strip and worked in Palestinian refugee camps.
But they are not decapitating babies' heads. They are not intentionally doing that.
They're blowing up entire residential buildings. I watched out to Al Jazeera's. And they're not covering that up.
Well, I would be very careful with Al Jazeera. I mean, that's funded by a lot of these Middle East governments.
Yeah, but
I'd be very careful with Al Jazeera.
Yeah, but I think they're faking pictures of families carrying their babies in. Totally dead. Israel has been killing Palestinians for the whole time Gaza has existed.
Okay, let's stop right there. Okay, so Governor DeSantis is doing his best here. And again, we've warned you about this. We have told you about this. We know that there's going to be this major backlash. In many cases, it can even be a fabricated backlash against Israel if Israel takes any steps in order to stop Hamas and to stop the killing and to stop the killing of babies and to stop the killing of anybody in their path. And as the days and weeks and probably months go on now, we're going to hear more and more about how Israel is terrible, how dare they go in and do these things, and how dare they take all these actions. Well, as I've said before, I think Hamas has finally done it to Israel this time, and Israel is simply going to do everything they can to eradicate Hamas. And I think they're going to, I think generally speaking, they're going to have a lot of support to do that. But the bad feelings and the bad language and all the bad stuff about going against Israel is going to get amplified here. It's going to get amplified. And we'll hear more of DeSantis, Governor DeSantis here. But then I want to play you a clip from, actually from Bill Maher, from his program, and it's going to blow your mind. Because, and by the way, because he said what he says, I expect somebody's going to want to criticize him. It just goes on and on. So let's listen in again with Governor DeSantis.
Hamas, Israel put a warning, we're going to go in this area. Civilians leave. Hamas tells them not to leave. Hamas wants them to be human shields. That's their tactic, technique, and procedure. How many other armed forces give warnings to get out before they go? I think Israel's probably the only one in the world that does that.
Okay, stop right there. So that's a great articulation right there by Governor DeSantis. This is almost unprecedented in warfare, not necessarily completely unprecedented, because we do know in historical times, historical events rather, where leaflets have been dropped, warnings have been given, this kind of thing. But I think what Governor DeSantis is doing, he's drawing the very important line of demarcation here. Insofar as that Israel is not bloodthirsty, they're not hell-bent on massive loss of human life. They are giving those warnings. They are having to fight this war. Somebody's trying to fight an all-out total war against them. Okay, namely Hamas, and as we've established, fully owned and operated essentially by Iran. So this is not only just some other kind of political dispute, but there is a hatred that goes on there. And it's a hatred that Americans, decent people all around the world, find completely reprehensible. The fact of going after people simply based on their ethnicity is abhorrent to our values, to our heart, to our very foundation in this country. And to see this happen on such a scale and to be so open, right? It's so much out in the open about it. And I if you're like me, you're just boggled by the intensity factor of this. But Governor DeSantis is exactly right. They're giving those warnings. They're trying to fight this from their own perspective of decency. Hamas has no decency. Let's listen in.
I don't condone the killing of any innocent civilians, and I don't condone what Hamas did in the Kibbutzes, but Israel is doing the exact same thing with Benjamin Netanyahu, who is a radical, right-wing, crazy person, and I see hundreds of Palestinian families that are dead, and they have nowhere to go because they can't leave the Gaza because no one's opening their borders.
Well, that's the thing. You bring up a good point, though. You bring up a really good point. Why aren't these Arab countries willing to absorb some of the Palestinian Arabs? They will not do it. Egypt will not do it. Saudi will not do it. None of them will do it.
From their homes in 1948. I was there. I saw where
none of them will do it. None of the Arab countries will be able to accept refugees.
You have my vote, but you don't now.
Well, I wonder if Governor DeSantis, is broken up too much about the person who was saying that. It's important to listen to your voters, to potential voters. There's no doubt about that. But I think he has a fundamental disagreement with this individual. And again, I think we're going to see a lot more division, most unfortunately, around how Israel is responding to this massacre. And yes, people are calling it an attack, and I've called it an attack, and you sort of naturally gravitate to that word. There was an attack. They attacked. There's no doubt. But
I think that in the correct sense, the usage of the word massacre applies. There is something about that word that I think is much more descriptive for what actually happened. And this was not a military target, right? This was not a military operation in the grand sense. This was an anti-personnel, anti-Jew, anti-human effort on the part of Hamas. And it's despicable and it's reprehensible. Let's listen to Bill Maher. And we don't always agree with Bill Maher. Sometimes Bill Maher pipes up and says something. I think that rattles the left, you know. It really kind of rattles them. He seems to have the ability to sort of say what he thinks, even if it doesn't comport exactly with the expected sort of party line that the left might have. And so, but because his popularity and because of his ability, I think they have to live with that, I guess. But I don't always agree with what Bill Maher says. I think most of the time I don't agree with what Bill Maher ever says. But he came out and he said this on his program, and I think it's important for us to hear, because this is, again, where that line of demarcation is, my friends, about what's happening right now in Israel, which is affecting the whole world.
Difficult week, difficult to talk about it, but we must. As often is the case, this show is at variance with some of the conventional wisdom and what we see on the media a lot. Mostly what I saw this week was, one, a shocking amount of support, like even at the moment of the rampage or right after when they're still counting the bodies. That was shocking to me. But even at its best, I feel like most of the people who you would read in the media, the attitude is sort of like, well, you know, this is very complicated. I don't really study it. I don't really know the facts. So I'm just going to go with a kind of they're both guilty equally and a moral equivalency, which I would like to take issue with tonight. I think the Israelis have always had the moral high ground, and I think they still do.
You hear that that clapping there. They do still have the moral high ground. And he went on to make some further clarifications. But generally speaking, if you lived in the Middle East right now, would you want to live in under Hamas, or would you want to live under the government of the of Israel? I think that answer is pretty easy. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. We will be back right after this. Don't go anywhere.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA News Update. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has dismissed a GOP proposal linking Ukraine aid to border security.
A group of Senate Republicans released a proposal for border security that they want in exchange for Ukraine funding. And they know full well what they came up with is a total non-starter.
Speaking on the Senate floor, Schumer cautioned that Republican plan could impede the passage of funding for Ukraine's conflict with Russia. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel is willing to consider brief pauses in the ongoing conflict with Hamas, despite rejecting calls for a ceasefire. The Israeli-Hamas war, which began with Hamas's surprise attack on Israel October 7th, has resulted in over 11,000 casualties on both sides of the conflict. Starting at 5 a.m. with Lance Pry here on USA News, he'll have the election results. Dave Collins, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
The following program was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
Well, the happiest place on earth just got a lot more expensive, my friends. Looks like Disney Parks will be raising their rates at least 21% in order to get into the park. This, of course, in Orlando, also in Anaheim, not too far away from me. It looks like they have a $60 billion parks investment that they're looking to do. And I suppose they're trying to boost attendance with this in terms of making the investments and so forth, but raising the prices, I got to tell you, and even as a local, right? I'm in 10 minutes, 15 minutes away from Disneyland. And it costs a lot. It's always cost a lot, but it's never cost as much as it does right now. So we'll see. We'll see how this works out. Welcome back to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you, of course. And don't forget, you're listening to a special Monday edition of the broadcast. We're going to be precluded from taking your phone calls this morning as we get some logistical things taken care of behind the scenes. We're going to be back with the phone calls, I think, by midweek. That's the plan. We appreciate you sticking with us on this. And of course, you can go to my home website, which is KyleWarrenShow.com, and you can leave me a direct message there as well, and we'll comment on it on the next broadcast. All right, so folks, Jonathan Turley is now saying that new evidence might just take apart Joe Biden's document defenses. And again, Jonathan Turley, I have a great deal of respect for. He's from George Washington University, of course. And in very much the same vein as Alan Dershowitz, I appreciate his thought. I appreciate his analysis on things. And we know that Dershowitz and Turley aren't conservative Republicans, by any stretch. But their ability to interpret things based on the constitutionality and also of matters of law are really unparalleled, I think, in today's world. And so I appreciate their analysis very much. And also, because they don't necessarily have a particular agenda that they're trying to get across, when they talk about these things, I think a lot of people should listen, only because it helps give the evidence and the ammunition, as it were, in order to take down some of these other individuals who do have the agenda, especially coming from the left. So this from Newsmax: new evidence revealed this month with the appearance of Special Counsel Robert Hur, who has been investigating President Joe Biden's document case, may destroy the president's defense in the matter, according to law professor Jonathan Turley. Hur surfaced to interview the president over the documents, which include some going back to his days as a U.S. senator. And while Justice Department policy prohibits the indictment of a sitting president, Hur may have evidence that the White House has offered false evidence about the discovery of documents, Turley wrote in an opinion piece for The Hill. Quote, the new evidence could prove transformative, not only for the criminal, but for the impeachment investigation of the president, he wrote. The House Oversight Committee this past week released its new timeline on the discovery of classified documents. Now, again, folks, don't forget, these are the documents that not only were at the Biden Center, basically, at the university, but they're also in the garage next to the Corvette, right? So if you have something that has national security implications, it's classified, just put it next to Joe Biden's Corvette, it'll all be fine. And you remember the other day, I think it was Peter Ducey who asked Karine Jean-Pierre at the White House press briefing room whether or not the president would feel good about, say, parking his Corvette on the street somewhere in Washington, D.C., right, and just sort of leaving it overnight. And, of course, I love the response she gave because she just said, well, I don't deal in hypotheticals. I kid you not. I don't deal in these hypotheticals. As if this was an actual question, that the president would, in fact, go and leave his car there. I think what Peter Ducey was getting at was that the crime in Washington is getting so far out of hand because, of course, Representative Cuellar was carjacked 9 blocks away from the Capitol building in Washington, and this is obviously unacceptable. It's just unacceptable. But this went right over the head, I think, of Karine Jean-Pierre, and she said, well, I don't deal in hypotheticals, when the question itself says everything you need to know. Whatever answer is almost irrelevant, right? Because the question itself shows just how far everything has just fallen apart in Washington. So, score 1 for Ducey and 0 for Karine Jean-Pierre. Okay, so back to this article. The House Oversight Committee this past week released its new timeline for on the discovery of the classified documents, which were located in several places associated with Biden, who has said he had no knowledge or involvement with the documents. The most glaring problem is that after they were removed at the end of his term as vice president, this is Turley talking, the most glaring problem is that after they were removed at the end of his term as vice president, the documents were reportedly moved and divided up, he said, noting that some of the documents were found in the Penn Biden Center office that Biden was using in Washington, D.C., with others, of course, as I just mentioned, in his garage and library and next to the Corvette, basically, right? Biden has declared he has, quote, no regrets about his conduct, and he thought the investigation would be over quickly. Turley noted that it appears that a claim from the White House and Biden's counsel that the National Archives was notified as soon as the documents were discovered at the Penn Biden Center was not only, get this folks, false, but they also knew it was false. So it destroys the notion, and from what I can tell here, it destroys the notion that, well, in good faith, we, relayed this information. We thought it was true. We believed it. We had no reason to not believe it was true when we relayed it, but it turned out not to be true. That's different, right? Then, in other words, the best information we have right now, and then you could sort of document that, or it would be a reasonable progression. Well, we understood this, we understood that, we put two and two together, and then we conveyed information. That's doing something essentially in good faith. But if you knew it was false when you said it, and you told the National Archives this, that, or the other thing, knowing that this, that, or the other thing was not really real, well, that's a whole different thing, isn't it? That's a whole different level. That's not a mistake, right? Because there are mistakes. But when you specifically lie to somebody about facts that you know are false, well, that's different. So Turley continues in his article. Many asked why they did not call the FBI, but the White House has at least maintained that, unlike Trump, they took immediate action to notify authorities. However, it now appears that this was not true. Could you not? Could you? You know, it's interesting because, you know, Biden somehow believes, and I think some of the people in his orbit, and certainly many in the media, they really try to sell this thing of, you know, Biden's above all this, right? Because he's not Trump. He's not Trump. And he's not this, you know, anything that they're throwing at Biden, they always kind of sort of try to deflect away or poo-poo away. Well, that's not Joe Biden. But like I've been saying before, once you keep getting this extra information, these allegations and these perceptions aren't demolished by new revelations, finding of more facts, getting down to the nitty-gritty of it. Those things aren't demolished by all that. They're actually built up, and they actually get worse, and they actually become something that, well, we really need. Well, now we got to dig down this rabbit hole. We got to go over here. I mean, and then all of a sudden you've got all these things happening. It's really, really important. Let's see here. As it turns out, back to the Newsmax article, as it turns out, one of Biden's closest aides is Annie Tomasini and a close friend of his son, Hunter Biden. According to the Oversight Committee, while Tomasini was working for the president as a top aide, she inspected the classified material on March 18, 2021, 2 months after Biden took office and almost 20 months before the Biden team said it found the items. Oversight claims that the White House, quote, omitted months of communications planning and coordinating along with multiple White House officials, Kathy Chung, Penn Biden Center employees, and the president's attorneys to retrieve the boxes containing classified materials. The timeline also omitted multiple visits from at least five White House employees. Folks, I'm telling you, it's not that it gets dispelled. It actually gets worse at every single turn. Well, folks, it's going to get a lot better here on this program when we return for the second Trucker Highway and Byway Report of the morning. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In a world where financial landscapes can change rapidly, safeguarding your savings and retirement accounts is paramount. Direct Bullion USA is more than just the number one rated gold bullion dealer in America. We're your trusted partner in navigating the uncertainties of hyperinflation and political upheaval around the world. Direct Bullion USA can provide you with the knowledge and resources to fortify your financial stability and protect what matters most. Call us now at 888-787-GOLD. Precious metals like gold and silver have been a safe haven investment for hundreds of years. Get started when you call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold investing starter kit today. All it takes is one call to 888-787-GOLD. Take control of your retirement and protect your future with Direct Bullion USA. Call 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we race across your radio dial all across the United States of America in the overnight hours. And you have found, of course, the place for news and politics in the overnights. We're glad to be with you, of course. And we're heading into our second Trucker Highway and Byway report of the morning. And, you know, last week we got a great suggestion from Linda in Pinellas County. We played that first hour Eddie Rabbit, Driving My Life Away. Well, I tell you what, we were able to get some more suggestions, and people are going to start chiming in now, I think. But this particular one was suggested by Trucker Ron out there. Thank you so much, and keep them coming. You know, sometimes it feels like you're just living on a prayer.
Thank you.
right, John Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer. Another example of really what just is almost a perfect record to have been made. And definitely, you know what, folks, this song is making a comeback. It's making a comeback, especially, I think it was at the ball game the other night, and they played this for the seventh inning stretch song. So it's definitely making a comeback. It's making a comeback as well with a lot of younger people. So that's really exciting. And so again, thanks to Trucker Ron for this great suggestion. If you have a suggestion, folks, for the Trucker Highway and Byway Reports lead-in, basically we play a different song each night to keep our truckers and keep our travelers and keep folks that are working in the overnights. We just help to wake them up. We help to keep the blood pumping. And basically, while that song is playing, I had this thought in my head, and that is, how loud can these speakers actually go? That's when you hear a song like that, it's time to crank it up. It's time to crank it up and have some fun. And that's exactly our goal here, especially during this part of the program, a little before the top of the hour, in hours number one and two of the broadcast. Okay, so in terms of what we're seeing out there, and again, we're pre-recorded this morning, but we wanted to let you know that especially up near Seattle and Portland, where they've been having a lot of rain over the weekend. For our friends up in Seattle right now, we want to take a look and see what that weather is going to look like. Looks like you're going to still have rain on Monday. High of 63. Then on Tuesday, partly cloudy. Wednesday, it looks like you've got a little bit more clearing going, and the temperature will rise, well, from 61 maybe to 67. So you got that going for you. But at least some of that rain will start clearing out, we understand. Then taking a look for our friends in Portland, who had a lot of rain over the weekend as well. It looks like Monday, rain coming back, unfortunately, at least according to the forecast. But then kind of same story as Seattle. Tuesday, partly cloudy. Wednesday, starting to clear out a lot more. So that is good. And then when we're taking a look over into the eastern part of the nation, looks like some of this rain may clear out in the Pennsylvania area and in the New York area and down towards Washington. So hopefully that starts clearing out as we head into the first part of the week. Other than that, let's see. We're going to take a quick look here. We're starting to get a lot of temperatures are colder. This is what I'm trying to get out here. A lot of the temperatures are starting to turn a lot colder. So wherever you are, you want to be careful, of course, of things like freeze watches, and especially if you're in the higher elevations. In fact, right now, it looks like you may be getting some cold weather in the southwestern part of Kansas, northern part of Texas, and then also the southeastern part of Colorado, where you could get some pretty low temperatures here. And of course, in the higher elevations, and as we start going into these times where we get more rain and snow, we'll be taking a look at some of these mountain passes as well, some of these key mountain passes like Donner, like Snoqualmie, and then, of course, also up on 4th of July Pass. And so you definitely want to stay with us, especially if you're trucking across the highways, byways, and interstates of the United States. And we're glad to ride along with you there in your cab. And if you're working on the overnight shifts in America, well, you definitely want to keep us tuned in as well. Once again, my name's Kyle Warren. Glad to be with you, of course. And no matter where you go, we're glad to be with you. Don't forget Pilot Flying J Travel Centers, pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Check out their My Rewards Plus app, and when you activate Push for Points in the My Rewards Plus app during the month of October, you can earn up to 5 points per gallon, and you can unlock some even greater rewards after just 8 fills. So check that out, pilotflyingj.com. You can check out all their great amenities. They have the locations function, so whatever you need your fuel, supplies, and a place to pull in, you definitely want to check them out, pilotflyingj.com. www.thebusinessowner.com. They're all over the place. And again, that that locations function is really key. All right. So typically around this part of the program, we bring on Denise Simon from founderscode.com. She's actually going to be with us this morning on the other side of the top of the hour news. So we encourage you to stay tuned for that. We'll have a great conversation, of course, with Denise Simon, our friend, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And also just want to take another opportunity here to say thank you to all the people who are chiming in and giving some comments here, and a lot of great words of encouragement, a lot of great, just a lot of great comments. I really, really appreciate it. We're really thankful for all the callers as well. And so, again, one of the things that we're doing, we're getting some things situated behind the scenes and being able, sort of, you know, getting stuff together as we move forward. So we do appreciate your patience with that. As they say in the construction business, pardon our dust. But as they also say in show business, the show must go on. So we're glad to be with you here this morning. Now, of course, next hour we will be talking to Denise Simon from founderscode.com. And, of course, we're going to be asking her, of course, specifically about what's going on with Iran and what's going on, I should say, with Saudi Arabia vis-a-vis Iran. They're now nixed, as we talked about earlier in the program, nixed their deal of trying to explore normalizing relations with Israel and in favor of engaging with Iran at this point. We're going to talk to her also, get her insights about what's happening for the speakership in the House of Representatives. Obviously, something has to happen there. And then also, of course, we'll talk with her generally about what's happening in Israel and what we can expect to see and what the ramifications are going to be internationally. Folks, this is an issue that's going to go on. It's not going to be gone in a month or 2 months or anytime soon, I dare to say. So this is perhaps a long-haul issue that we're going to see. And it involves the United States, and of course it involves the Americans that were killed and taken hostage. Folks, stay right there. We will see you on the other side of the news. Kyle Warren with you.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.